Guten Tag, ich heiße Rachel. Es freut mich nicht kennenzulernen. Guten Tag, tschüss. Okay, thank you. That was an exercise that I have to do for my first course in learning another language fluently in 3 months. Well, actually, so I've always wanted to know another language fluently for the rest, fluently, or like all my life, pretty much. And so I was inspired to have another look on the internet for courses because I found this application on AppleViz called Duolingual. And I downloaded it and I couldn't get something to work with it. So I thought, I'm just going to have another look around. And I found this website, and it was I think it's languagefluentin3months.com or something. In that, on that site, you can do free courses and you can do paid courses. And there's all these articles that have been written about from the author of the courses, how he learnt, you know, languages so quickly by speaking them. And I learnt German at school up till year 9. So for 3 years, I learnt German. And I gave it up after that because I found it very hard, difficult to, the I can speak German now, not English. The grammar used to confuse me, how we'd have to write in it. So I tend to agree that I prefer to learn how to speak it probably before I learn how to write it. And this course is giving me the opportunity to do that. Now, some people probably think I've fallen for a scam. This email course comes with a 30-day money back guarantee. So if we can prove that we've actually done the course and we're not able to, you know, speak a fair bit of our language, chosen language, in 30 days he gives us back our money. I just thought I'd give this a go because I really, as I say, I'm really interested in speaking the language before I learn how to write it correctly and that, because speaking is much more important for me. I mean, I'm not going over there to study or anything. I mean, if I was going over there to study, yeah, sure, I'd need to know how to write in it. But anyway, so what I spoke on my in the opening of this audio boom was some German phrases, which this is my day one. This is the mission for the task for day one. I had to go to this particular website and I had to look up a certain number of phrases. I had to and if you click on the German, well, in my case it was German, but there's a whole lot of languages that people can learn. If you click on the language, the phrase in the other language, you can download or listen to a pronunciation of it. My only thing I have to comment on at the moment is that I wish you the pronunciations are slower. Because that way we can learn how to pronunciate each word, each, you know, syllable a little bit easier. It's kind of hard because the people speaking the phrases do speak at a normal pace, a normal speaking pace. Now, I must admit, I had a head start with this because I still remember a little bit from school, a little bit of German. So I did know 3 of the phrases out of the 4 that I spoke today. So I guess you could say it's kind of cheating, but it was still a refresher to me because I haven't really heard the pronunciations or anything since school. So I'm thinking my German teacher will be very pleased with me. the only phrase I actually never knew how to say was "pleased to meet you," which, again, excuse my pronunciation, because my friend Tibiania, who is lives in Germany now and speaks it fluently, has spoken the language fluently for years. So I'm sort of purposely linking or putting her or tagging her in it so she can hear this. So excuse my pronunciation, B, but the only phrase that I didn't know from school was "pleased to meet you," which again is "es freut mich dich kennenzulernen." So yeah, so again, anyway, just for the record, I said, "Good day, my name is Rachel, pleased to meet you, goodbye." And then I added the tschüss bit on the end. Tschüss, goodbye. I know, auf Wiedersehen. What does it say? Auf Wiedersehen is... Now, if Benny, who's the runs this course, is listening to this audio boom, I'm actually blind. So I'm using the screen reader to review how to spell these phrases. And then I listen to the pronunciation. So, hang on a sec. Anyway, I can't get from this page what the difference is between "auf Wiedersehen" and "tschüss" at the moment. Maybe you can explain, B, or anyone. But anyway, again, "Guten Tag, ich heiße Rachel. Es freut mich, dich kennenzulernen. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss."